Hey, everybody, this is Stelly Efti.
And this is Heaton Cha.
And today on the Startup Chat, we're going to talk about how to notice your own bias.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life. And hopefully, while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit. We got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
Yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
And we want you to do your best.
And how to ensure that you don't make bad decisions because of a rigid internal bias that you might have. So the reason why we wanted to talk about this, at a prior episode, we were just talking about how to negotiate with oneself. And we shared a little bit about this idea that the one thing that I recently noticed of people wanting to believe something because of self-interest, and then trying to selectively find the information, the experts, the articles, the data that confirms their bias, and continuously defending their mind against everything that would attack their thought process and collecting the things that confirm that thought process. And how big of a waste to me that seems such a... I mean, we always do this, but right now it's such a heightened environment that I just notice this so much. And I'm just, you know, I'll give you one quick example and then let's talk about this, because noticing one's bias, I feel like, is sort of a superpower in avoiding making avoidable mistakes.
Absolutely.
So one thing that was really interesting at the kind of, I don't know, maybe 6 weeks ago or so, five, six weeks ago, when we were in the Western world, in Europe and the US, much earlier in the pandemic timeline. And it seemed still very far away, like a problem that was in Asia and in China. And maybe there are a couple of cases in Germany, a couple of cases in the US, but there was still a lot of debate if it would ever become a problem in the Western world. I remember talking to a friend of mine in the US, and then I remember talking to a friend of mine in Germany. And what was interesting was how both of them, like my friend in the US was like, well, I'm sure I'm in the US. I wouldn't want to be in Germany right now because... And I was like, oh, why is that? Well, if a pandemic would happen, I'd much rather be in the US than in Europe or in Germany. And I said, oh, why is that? He was like, well, you know, the US's healthcare system is really amazing and it's not as population dense. And he brought up a number of reasons why he was like, you know what? I feel pretty safe. This is probably around the world not the worst place to be at a pandemic. And Germany would be much worse. And then I talked to my German friend and a couple of days later, and without prompting it, he was telling me, well, I'm glad that you're in Germany, Stelly, right now and not in the US because you're much safer here if there's a pandemic. And I was like, really? Huh. He was like, how come? And he was like, well, you know, the German healthcare system is much better. The US healthcare system is a catastrophe. And then the politician. And I was like, and that was the moment where I was thinking, wow, like we are all so full of shit. And everybody's trying to convince themselves that their situation and their setup is probably going to be better than other people's. I'm like, holy fucking shit, this is so interesting.
No, and I have a good friend, and she's basically, maybe every 2 or 3 days, she's like, should I get out of the city? She lives in San Francisco. She's like, should I get out of the city? Should I get out of the city? My friends in New York have gotten out of New York. I'm like, yeah, but that's New York. I'm like, and then she's like, yeah, maybe a small city is worse.